Nolte, Ron DeSantis's first act as a presidential candidate was to ignore establishment media. By John Nolte on May 25, 2023. On Wednesday, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, officially declared himself a candidate for president, and his first act in that regard was to sideline the corrupt establishment media. This could be significant. Oh, and hooray! In the wake of some technical glitches and childish heckling from Team Donald Trump, and Trump himself, this significance has been obscured by a confetti of political pettiness. Still, it looks like DeSantis is dead serious about 1. Not doing business with the corporate media and 2. Blazing a trail to undermine the corporate media by furthering their irrelevance. It is important to note that DeSantis does answer questions from these left-wing liars and propagandists. He does not duck them. But instead of setting himself up for destruction by appearing on their studio turf where he can be edited and bullied, he only answers their questions through written responses or a news conference setting. So he is not avoiding. He simply refuses to set himself up for failure. But on Wednesday, DeSantis hopefully set a precedent. He is a serious primary contender. A serious presidential contender, and he sidelined the fake media entirely with this announcement. The most important, so far, of his political career. DeSantis could have done what everyone else does. Give a rah-rah speech to a group of rah-rah supporters and then set himself up for failure by appearing on all the network and cable news shows. Followed by sit-downs with the hacks who run the far-left Washington Post and New York Times. Sit-downs that always result in headlines about how racist and sexist the candidates are. But instead of a rah-rah rally with dozens of media cameras on him, DeSantis sat down with Twitter CEO Elon Musk. It was a quiet, serious event, and the governor was allowed to discuss his ideas, vision, and policies fully. Was it exciting? Not really. It was even a little dull at times, but I am not sure dull is a negative anymore. Are we not all tired of living in interesting times? The Musk interview was serious, informative, substantial, and more probing than anything Trump asked during that CNN town hall. From there, DeSantis moved to Fox News for an interview with Trey Gowdy. After that, he sat down with conservative radio talk show host Mark Levin. No ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, Washington Post, Politico, New York Times, NPR, or PBS. No sucker questions. No setup questions. No cheap shots. No corrupt editing. Just a serious man answering serious questions, talking directly with voters. How is this possible? The explosion of new media, which really began after the 2012 election, has at long last moved beyond complaining, beyond the pointless cataloging of media bias and hypocrisy. New media can now shape narratives, expose truths, and move public opinion. That is real power, and therefore there is no reason for Republicans to 1. Expose themselves to Democrat activists who pretend to be journalists or 2. Give these despicable media outlets credibility by doing business with them. Yes, Trump led the way in this regard, but he still does too much business with these monsters. He is still enamored with cable news and especially the New York Times, which extends their malicious and destructive lifespan. Eventually, DeSantis might decide he has no choice other than to sit down with a lying election meddler like Jake Tapper or the Hunter enablers of the disgraced 60 Minutes. Should he win the primary, DeSantis might decide it is necessary to do business with the enemy of the people. But the good news is that I am not sure it will be necessary. What I mean is that despite the corporate media's best efforts to cover up the truth, new media has used the truth to shape public opinion. Most people now believe his fraudulent and see Joe Biden is mentally incompetent, he is. Most people know Joe and Hunter Biden abused their influence to enrich themselves. Her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris is a national joke. The public has turned against the FBI, and Tucker Carlson is now the most powerful figure in the news media. Whereas Carlson ranked number 1 with 113 mentions, Tapper and Nicole Wallace ranked 24 and 23, below Trump, who ranked 30. We will never eradicate the disease of the corporate media, but what new media has done is marginalize this disease. We exposed their lies and forced them to reveal just how left-wing they are. And now they are stuck in a corner where their small base of leftist customers holds all the cards. If you anger the woke Nazis, you are out of business. This has cost the corporate media their most cherished asset, influence among the general public. The media are now in the business of telling a handful of freaks what they want to hear. And so, one way Republicans can continue to chip away at the corporate media's residual influence and relevance is to simply refuse to do business with them. DeSantis is doing that, and at quite a cost. Look around, the corporate media are desperate to murder him over it. The media are panicked. They should be. I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback. pic.twitter.com/umkwklavj. Ron DeSantis, at Ron DeSantis, May 24, 2023. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.